post-game at the Billingham Forum with Stars head coach Stephen Foster after the game with the Solihull Barons, and frustrating, disappointing. What's the first reaction on that one?
Oh, definitely disappointed. You know, at the end of the day, we 1-1 at the end of the first, 2-2 at the end of the second, and we were gutted that we weren't up at the end of the second period. You know, they got a goal late on, and that kind of took a little bit of the wind out of our sails. But we had some real good opportunities, pinged the post a few times in that second period, and we were looking good. Obviously, we then leaked a goal in that towards the end of that second period. In the third period, we kind of lost our way a little bit. We didn't have as many good opportunities, and I still thought we had enough to beat them, for sure. You know, the boys are showing some good things to us, and moving forward, we're attacking in numbers now, which, you know, a few weeks ago we were attacking in ones and twos. We're starting to get up the ice with more players, so there's some positive things, but the big negative thing is obviously we should be out here with 2 points.
The team seem to be playing with a confidence at the minute, whether it's from past performances, past results, but like you say, they're gelling, they're attacking as a team, but there seems to be a confidence there with the squad as well.
I think the team's been close-knitted all year, which is good, particularly when we've had a run of a few bad results as well, and on results where we could have got something out of. But the boys have stuck together very well. The change room's good. They're all positive to each other. There's always a lot of camaraderie between them, and that's good to see. So that supportive network does help, and that shows on the ice that they're all want the best for each other. The thing that we're going to need more is them all to be bringing each other's standards up. That expectation is there, and everybody took the expectation that we're not just here to kind of make up the numbers. You know, we can take some of the best teams in the league all the way, and we should have won again, like you say, against what a lot of people pinned us. You know, I think they thought they were going to be title contenders this year as well.
Yeah.
You know, and we're fighting with them all the way to the end.
Game tonight as well, you could see at warm up they are a big physical team, and it shows. But on this small rink, we lived with them, we hit them, we were hitting back, we were using them, playing them around them. And I say that games comes from the confidence, comes from the self belief. But they're living with these teams now,
yeah, absolutely. And I think obviously when we beat them earlier on, we went after them and put some pressure on them. We don't feel that we need to. Certain teams, we need to pull it back and just try and absorb pressure and just get numbers back. We wanted to go after them tonight because at the end of the day, we feel that we can live with these teams. So that was a game plan, to go after them. Pressure the defence, try and make them cough up, make mistakes, which was working. And, you know, it's just, from our end, it's just the goals that we leaked, just a few little mistakes. And those little mistakes right now are costing us. But, you know, regardless of the teams, that the boys have to play any team in the league now, and you know, we'll give them a fight all the way.
The running kind of starts now. We've had this run of home games, back to doubleheaders next weekend, home and away with the Sheffield Scimitars, who are again in and amongst the mix of the teams in the middle of that table. So a huge 4-point weekend in prospect next weekend.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at the table, this was before tonight, that 4 points between us in seventh and Solihull in third. You know, that's how tight it actually is, and everybody's played very similar amount of games now, so there's all to play for. Any game now moving forward is huge for us, and we've got to play them like playoff games now. Every game is that we're going to do whatever it takes to win, and we've got to start doing that down in Sheffield next week. You know, we've got a good skating side, and it's one that the boys just got to believe that we can do it, use the big ice surface well, and then get the 2 points hopefully there, come back on Sunday, another hard grafting performance against Sheffield again on the Sunday, and you know, if we can get a 4-point weekend, we put ourselves right in the mix of, you know, going for that top 3-4 side.
And just talking of the run-in, being able to sign Joe Colton, which obviously being able to have add depth at any time in the season, but in the run-in, adding to your forward lines, giving a bit more depth and support on the forward lines.
Yeah, it does, and it also creates a little bit more competition for players, because, you know, you look at Joe's stats of where he's come from, and he's got points, and that's obviously what we wanted to sign him for. It's a good opportunity. He's hardly been on the ice, so he got a few shifts tonight. We're just starting to get him back into it, but that he's only going to get better and better as we go on the next few weeks, as he gets on the ice a little bit more, because all the COVID time he hasn't been on the ice. So we look forward to seeing more from him, and I'm sure that create that competition and the expectations then move up, and everybody's game should hopefully move up too.
Barons coach Robbie Ely joins us post game on Sunday night, and Rob, I think that game showed how close the division is, third against seventh on paper, but it went right the other way and you came out in the third period.
Yeah, I thought it was a good game. I thought both teams worked hard. It was a particularly good win for the Barons, because sometimes in them tight games where it's been a bit gritty and we've had to grind out games, we haven't always been able to do that. So it's a big plus tonight to be able to finish the game off and do it in that manner as well.
Coming back from kind of that late goal in the second seemed to tip the momentum, and then you came out with purpose in the third.
Yeah, I think it revitalised us going into the third period. I think if we'd have been 2-1 down, it would have been a different game in the third. It came from a mistake. We turned the puck over in a neutral zone, and a nice finish from Slater.
Yeah, and the season as a whole, as I mentioned at the top, the division seems uber competitive. You've got the maybe it's the two at the top, but from like three downwards, anybody can to match with anybody on any given night.
Yep. We've seen that in the last few weeks. You know, the third position has changed a few times. You know, we're trying to nail down that position, and we're working hard to do that. But you know, and it takes a couple of games to go against you, and you can drop back down the league.
Yeah, and yourself behind the bench, are you enjoying being?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm helping out Callum Bowley. Obviously, he's the head coach, but I'm doing a bit of bench coaching, helping out with the boys. It's nice to be back involved after having a couple of years out with after playing, and I do a bit of junior coaching as well. So yeah, I'm quite enjoying it.
And as I say, this division keeps going from strength to strength. Teams kind of revitalise and bring in new players, and the rivalries are still there, and the competition's as strong as always.
Yeah, I mean, you only have to look at our results this season. We've beaten the likes of Solway and taken points off Whitley, but then we've also lost to Nottingham at the bottom of the league as well. So I think those results just sum up how the league is this season.
Yeah, well, appreciate your time. We'll let you get away. Appreciate the trip down home, and we'll see you later in the year, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.
Captain Michael Elder joins us post game on Sunday. Quickly, we'll talk about the game tonight, and then we'll kind of look more into the season as the run in happens. The Stars just losing out in the third period, a frustrating defeat tonight. You had the game, and then they took it away in the end.
Yeah, absolutely. We thought we were the better of the team out there for the majority of the game, really. And it's been the story of our season so far. It's just, it seems that every little mistake that we make, and look, everyone's going to make mistakes at the highest level of hockey, you make mistakes, but every time we seem to make a mistake, it's back in the back of our net. So yeah, frustrating one tonight. We had this marked down as a key game, almost like a must win game, but we couldn't get there in the end.
And it's a mark of how far the team's come. We'll come onto that there. That you are frustrated and disappointed not to beat the third place team in the league, because that's the kind of level you're at now.
Oh, 100%. Look, we have got a lot of young guys, but They've had a lot of reps over the season. They're starting to feel more comfortable. And for the majority of that game, we were well in there. We had the majority of chances. A couple of players probably would have wanted to come back and finish them, myself included. But yeah, it just shows how far the team's come. We've got a lot of young guys stepping up at the minute, which is great to see. It's great for the future. But inside the dressing room, we're very frustrated, and we're not just treating it as a development year. And you could probably see that on the ice tonight. We're good. We didn't get that one.
Yeah, when it was announced at the start of the season that it was going to be kind of a rebuild, a reset year, bringing the younger players through after having that year with COVID. Being competitive as we are, do you think that's taken some people by surprise and shown how good the team is?
I hope so. Yeah, it's obviously it can go one or two ways. We have got a lot of young guys. They've had opportunities, and it all just depends on how they develop. And we've got some guys out there that look like they've been playing for 10 years. Young Tommy Spraggan, he doesn't look out of place, considering he's only a 17-year-old lad, you know what I mean? So the sooner these guys develop, and they are developing at a quick rate at the minute, which is great to see, it's only going to help this club in the future.
Talking to Stephen Foster post-game as well, I think one of the words you used was confidence. There seems to be a confidence around the team. Yes, there's a lot of young ones, like you say, but they're playing with that confidence and ability and belief, and kind of that seems to get them through almost.
Oh, 100%, yeah. And you look at the likes of Finn Braden, he's grown from confidence to confidence every game that he's out there. He was unbelievable tonight. And maybe in a few weeks' time, those chances that he got, he puts them away. But that just comes down to experience. Obviously, it's a completely different ball game when you're playing at this level compared to juniors. And he's understanding that. And it will only be a matter of time before all three lines, all four lines, however many we go with, start clicking, and we can start turning these teams over.
You mentioned at the start you kind of marked this as a game to kind of take points from. Next weekend, we've got a home and away with Sheffield, who are right in the mix around us in the league table. So the run into the playoffs kind of starts now, and it's kind of playoff hockey almost.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, if you look at the league table, it's from third to seventh. There's 2, 3, 4 points in it. So we're treating every game now as a winnable game. Tonight, we couldn't get it done, but next weekend, it's another massive doubleheader against Sheffield, who, again, good team, solid team, but we're going to go into that weekend believing we can get 4 points from it, and that's going to be right the way through the season now.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And let's say the belief from the players, I think it's the fans are kind of right behind that. You're getting that support week in and week out here at the Forum as well. You're feeling that from the ice?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think the fans understand what position we're in. And we just want to go out the ice and give 100% at the minute, and we know that if we give 100% for 60 minutes, that the results will come, and that's just the way we are at the minute. Unfortunately, we couldn't get it done tonight, but we go again next week. Hopefully we can get the 2 points back on home ice.